In Robert Saurin's version of the tale, three anthropomorphic bears, a little, a small wee bear, a middle-sized bear, and a great huge bear live together in a house in the woods. Saurin describes them as a very good natured, trusting, harmless, tidy, and hospitable. Each of these bachelor bears has his own porridge bowl, chair, and bed. One day they make porridge for breakfast, but it's too hot to eat, so they decide to take a walk in the woods while their porridge cools. An old woman approaches the bear's house. As she has been sent out by her family, she is a disgrace to them. She is impudent, bad, full mood, ugly, dirty, and a background deserving of a stint in the House of Correction. She looks through a window, peeks through the keyhole, and leaves the latch. Assured that no one is home, she walks in. The old woman eats the wee bear's porridge, then settles into his chair and breaks it. Prowling about, she finds the bear's bed and falls asleep in wee bear's bed. The end of the tale is reached when the bears return. Wee bear finds his empty bowl, his broken chair, and the old woman is sleeping in his bed and cries. "Somebody has been lying in my bed, and here she is." The old woman wakes, jumps out of the window, and is never seen again.